In the Old Testament, the Israelites were freed from slavery in Egypt by walking through the waters of the Red Sea. And you and I were freed from slavery to sin by walking through the waters of baptism, right? And after the Red Sea, the Israelites continued to act like slaves. They kept wanting to go back to Egypt, back to slavery. After baptism, you and I continue to struggle with sin. We keep backsliding into habits of sin. God had them wander in the wilderness for 40 years while he kept testing them and proving them, training them to think and act like free men and women, working to grind out from them that slave mentality before they entered into the promised land as free people. God has also had you and me walking through the wilderness of this fallen world in order to test and prove us, to train us to act like men and women freed from sin and ready for the true freedom of the heavenly kingdom. The reading from Deuteronomy describes how God journeyed with them in the wilderness, never leaving them alone, so as to test them by affliction and find out whether they intended to keep his commandments. God journeys with us in our wilderness, testing us with affliction as well, which we call the cross, to see if we only love him in good times or if we love him for himself and not just for his gifts. Deuteronomy says that God let them be afflicted with hunger and then fed them with manna in order to show them that not by bread alone does one live, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of the Lord. When you and I are truly hungry for the Lord, in other words, when we're ready to empty ourselves of the vanities of this world, then the Lord feeds us with the true heavenly manna, with the bread of everlasting life. Deuteronomy says that God guided them through the vast and terrible wilderness with its seraph serpents and scorpions, its parched and waterless ground. Thanks be to God for the rain yesterday and today, right? Praise the Lord for that. We were getting pretty parched and waterless ourselves in that regard. At least the ground was. We're probably still a little bit parched and waterless spiritually. He brought forth for them water from the flinty rock and fed them in the desert with manna. So compared with the heavenly kingdom, you and I also live in a vast and terrible wilderness. The seraph serpents bit the Israelites and gave them a burning fever that led many to death. Scorpions usually don't lead to death, but can be terribly painful. Too often, you and I have been bitten by serious sin and burned with desire for things we don't truly need. And sometimes, for things that lead to spiritual, if not even physical, death. Probably more frequently, we're bitten by venial sin, which doesn't lead to death, but accumulates into frustrations and sufferings of its own kind. Our world, spiritually speaking, morally speaking, can be dry and waterless, dry of the grace-filled friendships that we all need for support as we strive to walk a path of virtue. But the The Lord is eager to connect us to the life-saving friendship of Christ that comes through faith and through participation in the sacraments and through participation in the communion of saints. To those who have gone before us and those who walk with us in the church right now, I strongly encourage us, don't simply come to church to check a box. Come also to be strengthened with life-saving manna, and come to make friends who will walk with you and walk beside you. Newman is making a strong push for all of us to belong to a small group here in the parish. I belong to a small group of brother priests who have been meeting now for 24 years. And who knows how many times those brothers have helped to save me from myself. We're walking through a dry and waterless land. We need companions who will encourage us in the journey. Companions who have drunk from the water from the same rock that we have in holy baptism. Companions who share with us in the manna of everlasting salvation. St. Paul, in our second reading today, says that by participation in the blood of Christ and in the body of Christ, we, though many, are one body. Do you let your participation in the body and blood of Christ make you more compassionate toward your brothers and sisters in the mystical body of Christ? Join a small group to show that compassion and receive that compassion, to show encouragement and to receive encouragement, to read and pray over the Word of God together as we all journey through the wilderness of this world to the kingdom of heavenly glory. You can contact the office to ask about forming or joining a small faith group. We'll be happy to work with you on that. Deuteronomy said that God gave the Israelites manna in order to teach them to live by the word that comes forth from the mouth of God. That word is Jesus Christ. In the gospel, Jesus says that his flesh and blood are what gives us life in this world. Jesus gives us life in this world. You and I come here to receive the life-giving flesh of Jesus Christ. And then we must be willing, we must be life-giving to the members of Christ's body all around us. Today, don't just receive the body and blood of Christ, but show mercy, compassion, friendship to the body of Christ and those around you. Walk with the body of Christ, as the body of Christ at the end of Mass will walk with us in that procession. As God journeyed with the Israelites through the wilderness, so Christ continues to journey with us through our wilderness. We journey with him in faith, but we can also journey with him in our brothers and sisters. Again, I encourage you to reach out to someone new in this body. And one great way to do that is by contacting the office to form or to join a small group and walk with them as the body of Christ. I love to tell our First Communion kids that when we eat physical food, it lights up our taste buds, right? And then that food goes down and becomes part of us. When we eat and drink the spiritual food that is Christ, it lights up our spiritual taste buds. Our soul goes, ah! And then we become part of the body of Christ. He doesn't become part of us as much as we become part of him. So the homework for the week: everyone in this parish is part of the body of Christ. Reach out to someone new, or at least to someone you haven't reached out to in a long time, and connect or reconnect with another member of Christ's body. In Holy Communion, we're already bonded to each other. Add to that divine bond the human cords of fellowship. This week, walk with another member of Christ's body.